Welcome back to it. It's the Rise FM Drive with Zuki and Lily. Thanks for tuning us on, as Lily says.
Thank you.
It's nice to be with you and nice to have you. So apparently, manje kuthiwa yasiza nje ukuhlezi ushintsha i-password yakho yezinto zakho isikhathi esiningi. And so khuluma no experts, angisho kanjalo, with regards to this, and she will let us know why it's so important to change our password. How's it, Maylene?
Hi there, guys. How are you?
We're good. Kunjani?
Kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, Maylene. Why is it important for one to keep on changing constantly our password up?
I think it's vigilant that we kind of make sure that nobody can get our personal information. And we use our passwords for everything. And unfortunately, a lot of people use the same password for everything because it's easier to remember. But remember, if it's easy for you to remember, it's easy for a hacker to remember. And it takes them up to 5 to 10 seconds if it's an easy password just to get in. And that means they can steal your banking details, your personal account details, pretend to be you, and identity theft. So we should be changing those details on an ongoing basis at least once a month.
Sure. Just going, sorry, something just deviating a bit, going to identity theft. I see that happens to a lot of celebrities where, and even just general people, especially with the people that sell Bitcoin on the gram and Twitter, where they take, let's say they take my photo and duplicate it and then start sending people scam emails and SMSs and emails asking for money. How do you control that if people do that?
So if they've stolen your identity, it's a little bit harder because you need to kind of pull all those people back. But if you have a specific brand that you're driving, so for example, if I had my surname and an email address, for example, and I change those passwords regularly, and I'm aware of who has access to my data, I can prevent it from happening. Once it happens, I mean, the whole process of trying to go through forensic auditors, pulling in the police force, the cybercrime division. Those are the people you have to pull in to try and win your identity back. And then also stopping other people from paying money that's meant to come to you, but it's going to go somewhere else. Or racking up an entire account in your name, which you've been liable for because they have taken your ID number or anything else like that. And then the whole onus is on you to prove that that wasn't you. And that can just be painful. And in a lot of cases, I mean, in celebrities, it's big sums of money. But in the man on the street, like you and I, it's if they just take a small portion of what we bring in, it actually can be life-destroying because it's money we rely on. So we need to be vigilant in how we protect ourselves and not just take it for granted that everyone can get your ID number. It's things before you give that information. Don't just give everyone that detail because I tend to ask 101 questions and people get really upset, but it's my identity and it's not just for everyone to have. So just be vigilant around who you give what to and why.
Yeah, absolutely. Maylene, it's Lily here. Would you recommend that one writes down their new password upon changing it?
No.
So you can't write it down.
If you write it down, put it somewhere, and then lock it in the safe and throw the key somewhere that no one else can get it. But there are so many different tools available to us now. I mean, Apple, Microsoft have got what you got called password creators. So they create these passwords that you only need to remember one password to get into that. And then it generates your passwords for you that you can save on really secure places. But, you know, don't like in some of the movies where they write their password and stick it on a post-it note on their laptop. Don't do that. Because somebody else can walk past, or you'll be on a FaceTime call and somebody sees it. It's immediately a red flag going, oh, let's go into that. And administrators love to create that sense of ease of use where they'll create something to say, admin password 123, and so go back and change it. But yeah. that puts your entire existence at risk. But, you know, don't write your password down on a piece of paper.
That's what I do. I'm just so old school like that. Thank you so much, Maylene. And Maylene, of course, comes from the Southern African Leading Telecoms Operation. She's the email there. She's the manager there. She's the email there. Listen to me. Thank you very much, Maylene. Have yourself a blessed February, and I hope you have a fantastic Valentine's Day. We believe in love up in here.
And ladies, thank you so much for giving us 5 minutes of your time, and
it's
have a
pleasure.
Wonderful rest of your afternoon.
Stay amazing.